Well, some communities are already in the throes of bushfire recovery. Let's head to Nimboida in northern New South Wales. It was one of the areas hardest hit by fires several weeks ago, with at least 85 homes destroyed. And people have rallied together to support the village and help everyone get back on their feet. Claudia Jambor prepared this report.
Unpacking her caravan, Justine Dodd is taking steps to rebuild her life in Nimboida after living in accommodation an hour away. She eventually plans to relocate the van from her friend's property to her own when it's safe to do so.
It is very surreal as I stand here looking at all the burnt trees. Coming out here, I didn't even recognise the landscape. It just looked so different that we drove past my road. Surreal is about the only word I can come up with, but good as well. I feel really good being close to my home.
In another part of the village, Lena Stevenson has transformed her husband's shed into their temporary home.
We really are some of the lucky ones to be able to get back in our home on the hill within a month is more than most people can ask for.
But she says it's still very early days for many.
You don't recover in 4 weeks. People are still finding their feet. People are still figuring out what they're going to do.
Bob Gorringe wants to stay in the village he loves, but his wife has mixed feelings.
I don't think she'll ever return to Nimboida, which that's very hard because I've made a lot of friends here and I really don't want to end here. But, you know, given the choice of my wife or the people here, I guess I'll go with wife. Where we'll go, I don't know.
While the community has tried its best to keep people here, there are those who have had to temporarily relocate to places like Grafton, further north. After losing their home, Sophie Ramos and her family stayed at their Grafton Whole Foods store until they found a rental property. She says going back to work has provided some normality, but it's been a tough time.
You get on, you do what you need to do. I'm a mother of four. I do it for them. But then you suddenly realise, hey, I've got nowhere to go.
The Nimboida Camping and Canoeing Centre has served as a helping hub to assist affected residents and a connection to community for those living away. People have banded together to coordinate donations from food to tools and even water tanks. Wendy Graham is the director of the New South Wales Office of Emergency Management.
One of the really great things that we are seeing is the way that these small communities that have been affected by the fires are really coming forward and leading their own recovery. Nimboida is a great example of that.
While the Nimboida community is working hard, the Canoe Centre's Grace Stride says there are concerns recovery efforts will be stalled during the holidays.
Frustration and everything like that at this point in time is building and it's going to be very hard. Yeah, businesses close down, the government closes down, council closes down. So, yeah, people have to be very aware that things are going to come to a grinding halt for four weeks and there's nothing we can do about it.
Wendy Graham is reassuring residents that immediate needs like accommodation and health services will still be available. But Grace Stride says a united front will be key for the village as the recovery continues.
Those agencies come in and give us amazing support, but the community itself, yeah, has to keep that unity and keep the communication and everything going between each other. And with that, we can rebuild and we will get through this.
Grace Stride from Nimboida and Claudia Jambor with that report.